This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Could be one of my favorites. Hello? What's wrong with you? Oh, my God.
Oh, we're back. Welcome.
You are a buffoon.
What are you talking about? I was doing research.
2 years now.
2 years for?
Before your name goes into the music. All right, so we're gonna keep track.
I was on time for the first hour. Just a little late for the second hour.
God, you're a moron.
Welcome to the top of the hour.
What was the liner?
I don't know. I just got here.
I have received, literally, I don't want to exaggerate, almost 50 text messages, Facebook posts, direct messages asking about items that are at Home Discount Warehouse.
Oh, already?
Yep. I'm glad I got that lawnmower because I know people would have picked this up.
I can't wait to go see.
It's in the car.
I want to go see what else they have there.
When do you want to go?
Because the lawnmower makes me do the work. I don't want to do the work.
Well,
I,
but you have to cut the yard.
No, I don't have to do any of that. Like, I have a guy that has that stuff. But I do need tools, like pressure washers. They have that stuff.
They have everything.
I can't wait. I need to go there.
It literally was like Christmas, and you literally have to go more than you want to. Because you never know what they have. It's kind of like when I would go to Home Shopping.
Sure.
I told you the story when I went to Home Shopping and I spent $200 on Christmas crap. I'm Jewish. And I'm still buying Christmas stuff. It was like $4.
Do you celebrate both? In your family? In your house?
We have.
With the kids?
We have.
Yeah.
You know, and now with the new additions and stuff, you know, yeah. But we did when I was growing up.
Okay.
I remember vividly, we left our house. My siblings and I walked up to Carvel Ice Cream.
Okay.
My parents sent us up to Carvel. We never expected anything, right? We walked back home, and there was so much crap in the living room. That fat guy brought so much stuff.
Wow.
It was, yeah, but yeah, we celebrated both. Going to this place will be like Christmas.
Will they ever get politically correct on Santa Claus and say that, you know, making fun of him because of his weight is not a good thing and have thin Santa Clauses?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And change all of our history. Just rewrite it all.
Well, who really died and said Kris Kringle was a fat guy?
Who knows?
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, anything is possible.
Who knows? It's a crazy world we live in.
All right. So let's talk about, since we haven't yet, the controversy with Herb Dean.
Oh, there's Mike Perry's new baby.
And Dan Hardy.
Dan Hardy.
And where do you stand on the whole thing?
Well, I didn't see it. So
some people thought Herb not made one, but more than one late stop.
Herb's pretty much a consistent, like
he's been late. He's been late.
He has. But overall, for his career, he's one of the good ones. I mean, his name doesn't come up often.
I think it does come up more than you think.
Does
and
it?
My thing is, people complain no matter what. I remember when I had it out with the Florida Boxing Commissioner. And he said, if you think you can do a better job, because I would rip people,
right?
Do it. I said, okay, I'll become a judge. He goes, no, become a ref. I go, no, I'm going to become a judge.
Right.
Because reffing is the hardest thing there is.
Has to be.
It's harder than fighting. It truly is, because it's a split second, and it never fails. Herb or any referee gets bitched upon if he stops it too early,
right.
If he lets it go too long. You know, it's the hardest job there is.
I believe so.
I mean, bar none. So some people believe that it was a late stop. Dan Hardy screams, stop the fight. Okay? Now, I'm going to say this publicly.
Is that his role?
It's not his role.
It's not his role.
It's unprofessional.
Right.
And I'm also going to tell you that I have done it.
Okay. Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, you know, I've been asked many times, why do you? Because I don't care.
Right.
I will always tell you, maybe what's not the truth, but what I believe to be the truth.
Right.
I will always tell you what I believe, okay? I was sitting cage side. Granted, I can't stand this one particular referee.
Okay.
He is the worst referee on planet Earth.
Steve Yamagata?
No, this guy is even worse.
What was his name? Mario Yamazaki?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dan Mergliata was the
Big Dan.
Big Dan. I couldn't. I said Big.
I said Big Dan.
No,
bad.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Go back, rewind it.
Yeah, do that on your spare time. You know, go ahead and do that. So I'm sitting there and I see the guy. He either tapped or he was out or whatever. And I literally yelled at the ref, who I can't stand, to stop the fight.
Okay.
I was unprofessional. It's not my place to do that.
Right.
I mean, it's not Dan Hardy's place to do that.
He's a commentator.
Herb Dean has since put a video out.
Okay.
That says, in his video, there's two people that have the authority to yell that. Anybody else who yells that puts the fight, the fighter, and the fight itself in jeopardy.
Right.
It's the doctor, okay, and it's the corner.
Okay.
Dan Hardy doesn't have the right to yell that.
Right.
I think Dan Hardy should have been fired. He got up from the thing. Now, I read somewhere a tweet that they were going to evaluate. They were going to sit everybody down when they got back to Vegas.
Okay.
Reprimand, you know, whatever. It's not Dan Hardy's place to do that. Right. It's not. Right.
Now he's out online, for sure.
And
so what's the punishment? Are they going to fire him? They're going to reassign him? They're just going to warn him not to do it again?
I who knows?
Can they make him change his accent? I mean, it's really hard to watch a fight with his.
That's the whole reason that that's the whole reason that he's the commentator.
Because of the accent.
Not the accent, but let's be honest. If he was an American fighter,
oh yeah,
he wouldn't have gotten this job.
No question.
He got the job because he was doing the European fights.
Of course.
And he's a European fighter.
Sure.
You know, that's why he got it.
It's a different market he appeals to.
Right.
So yeah.
So
it's just hard to listen to.
There's a couple of them that I can't.
Stop.
You know, and again, who am I? I mean, I've done, like in the middle of an interview, go to personal, you know, whatever. But, you know, for a commentator or whatever, to then put them, it's kind of like what you do. Put yourself into the middle of the conversation.
Right.
You're commentating. Who cares if you get the winner?
Right, right. It doesn't matter.
You're not a fighter right now. You're a commentator.
Sure.
In the words of Big Baller, know your role or stay in your lane or, you know, whatever the heck he is, you know, that he talks about.
So it's a trap. Oh, no, that's not it.
Did you watch the main event?
I did watch the Till fight. I thought it was evenly matched. I thought Till did a great job. I thought, going against the former champ, Whitaker is still.
So does it say more about Till or less about Whitaker?
Yeah, man, you know what? I think they were equally matched. I could have gone either way.
I thought Whitaker won the fight.
No, I definitely think he won the fight. But at any point, that fight could have turned with one strike. I mean, it was such a cerebral fight. It was such a game of like fakes and twitches and catching them off guard. I think the mental side of it was way more intriguing than the physical side.
Yeah. People have put up photos. I guess there was a couple knee strikes, which John Jones is known for, that Whitaker threw at Till, and I guess it injured Till.
Okay.
And so people are down on Whitaker for doing it and making comments, and my thing is, just like with John Jones, if it's not illegal, you know what that makes it?
It's legal.
Legal.
Right, right.
It doesn't matter.
There's no point taken away.
It doesn't matter if it's dangerous.
Right.
If it's legal, it's legal. Why are you upset at Whitaker? It's kind of like... And, of course, I've always known the name, and now I can't think of it. The guy who did the 412 groin strikes,
right,
you know, back in the day.
Because you get a warning.
You didn't get a warning. It was legal.
Oh, right.
It was legal back then. Hold on a second. What did you just say? You lose a point. You never lose points in fights.
That's true. Well, when was the last time they took a point away?
I couldn't even tell you.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It truly is. You know, I...
Because what's the penalty if you because the blow and the attack... changes the fight. It changes like the fighter's ability to move, or maybe deadens a leg or whatever. So, you know, it gives them a huge advantage going forward, and they don't lose anything for the
penalty. I think it should almost be instant.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a former Major League Baseball player heavily involved in MMA, who suggested to the owner of a smaller amateur organization that, not related, but related, if you miss weight, you should automatically lose a point.
Well, yeah, because you have one job. Your only job is to make weight on a scale.
I'm not sure that one point's enough.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're going to dominate because you didn't do the work, your opponent did the work, cut the weight, you know, depleted his body, blah, 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 blah. And I would be curious, if I did research, I would know, but we all know better. How many times a fatty who doesn't make weight is a unanimous winner or wins 30-27?
Yeah, because they're just stronger.
So if that's the case, losing one point doesn't help.
Right.
Because now you're going to win 29-28.
Correct.
You need to be put behind the eight ball.
So
lose 2 points.
So I walked in during the co-main event after my long shift at the restaurant. So I walked in on the Hua Nogueira fight, which was, I mean, is that a Hall of Fame fight? I mean, is that a Hall of Fame caliber fight of two legends?
It was good.
The trifecta, the third fight of the series.
It was good, and I like how they switched out fighters in the middle of the fight. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, they switched them out.
Did they?
Yeah.
The brothers?
Yeah, Big Nog jumped in. He did the third round.
Nice.
You didn't see him. He came from underneath.
Oh, okay.
He had a ladder and a chair, right? And they said, no, you can't take that. But they let him go in and finish the fight.
Okay. Makes sense.
It was a good fight.
I thought that was nice to see those legends go at it. You know, it looks like send them off in the sunset.
Very ironic that that's the word that we're going to end the segment with. Legend.
Yes.
Because there's some interesting legend information that we may address when we return in the official BKFC segment with your president, David Feldman, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
I We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live on Tour de Pizza.
Here's the difference between you and our next guest.
Yes.
When this show ends, it'll be a good 21 days before you worry about the next show, which is in 7 days.
Okay.
I mean, that's typically you.
Sure.
Our next guest, I'm sure in the middle of his event last week, he was already working on events in the future.
Well, that's why he's the president.
That's why he is the president. He runs the show, and that's why his crew does what they do, because Dave does what he does. Let's welcome back to the program the president and friend of the president. That would be David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How you doing?
First and foremost, a great event last week. Congratulations in with everything that's going on, being able to get through that. We don't know things in the back, and that's great. But tell me about the phone call you got.
First of all, just going to the end of the fight, it was really tough. It was tough on the team, and the team came together and did a. You know, I commend them. I take my hat off to them. We went through a lot of obstacles to get this fight done, and it turned out really, really well. So I want to thank my team and everybody that supported this event first and foremost. And then I made a little speech. I just said to all the fighters and staff that you know, we're here to fight. I appreciate everything that you guys have been through to get here, but BKFC is not a political platform. We're not a place where you're gonna throw your political views out there. That's not what we're doing here. We're here to fight. We're here to fight your asses off and get the fans the best that they can do. You know, and I did my little speech where you're gonna get bonuses, and they got bonuses, and they did everything, and you know they applauded, but somehow or another, the commissioner from Mississippi got the video to the governor of Mississippi, and then the governor of Mississippi got it to the president's office, and the president gave me a call and just said, thank you so much, and I wish you the best of luck this weekend. That's the kind of Americans we're looking for. So it was tremendous, tremendous honor, you know, to get that phone call. It was amazing, and, you know, at first I was like, get out of here. This is a joke, and it was just unbelievable. I was sitting there like staring at the wall for like 5 minutes. Like, did that just really happen? But it was unbelievable. And again, I wasn't trying to make a political stand or anything like that at all. All I was trying to do was just let the fighters know that we're here to fight. And there's so much bullcrap going on in the world right now, and I don't want anybody to take either side. Like, right. Just go out there and give the fans what they came to see and what they're tuning in to see, and they did. And it was a great event, and, you know, we're looking forward to the next couple events. We've got a great partnership now with a main major streaming platform. As I told you, we're really close to closing in on a deal, so we're closing in on a deal with DAZN, which is going to be phenomenal for the growth of the organization. And we've got some really, really great fights lined up here in the next couple of months. I'm probably more excited about Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship than I've ever been in my life. The team is so excited. I think COVID gave us the time to really refocus and to assemble the best team that we've had so far, and just an amazing team that I think is going to get us to the next level. I mean, we're really, really happy, and we're enthused.
There's been some names that have been floating around social media. Phil Baroni has been mentioned. There's been some other names. What is, what isn't, what can you talk about? Who is signed? Do you want to talk about people you are talking to, or until they're signed? Do you not want to? Where are we on some of these names?
I mean, Phil Baroni and Thiago Alves will be the main event. I was very hesitant on putting Phil Baroni on because he got knocked out by Chris Lieben very quickly. He didn't look too good. But self-admittedly, he admitted that he was doing things he shouldn't have been doing. He's now training at Jackson Wink. He's living there. He's living and training there. So I think he's, you know, under a good roof, and he's got a good head on his shoulders. And I talk to him often, and his mind is very, very clear. So, you know, I'm going to give him an opportunity against Thiago Alves, who is as tough as they come. I think it's going to be a great fight. And then on the undercard, we have Hector Lombard, or on the co-main event, I'm almost the undercard. Co-main event is Hector Lombard versus Kendall Grove, which is another intriguing bout. And then we have the 135-pound championship will be Johnny Bedford versus Dad Nguyen. We just got so many great fights on that card. It's going to be tremendous. But, yeah, I mean, you're probably reading in there that we're in talks with Paige VanZant. We're close to a deal. We're not close to a deal, but we're in talks with her, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, it's It would be an honor. It would be great. It would be probably the biggest signing that we've done to date. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. She seems like a great person from what I heard about her. She's a very good person, and it'd be great to have someone like that on our team. There is some news going out that a signing, you know, we're in talks and things like that, and, you know, some people are tweeting some really, really good stuff, and some people are telling her that it's not a really good career move, but, you know, here we are. We're still standing after 11 events, and people said we were going to go away. We were flashing the pan. We were a one-hit wonder. Well, here we are. Now we're in competition with signing some of the biggest names in combat sports, so it's a tremendous feeling for the company, and kudos to all the hard work the team put in.
How many times have you seen or gotten phone calls, and not just by me, but from other people, of people using you and using your name, hey, we're talking to BKFC, when they're really not in trying to get a bigger deal or get a deal somewhere else?
No, it happened. I mean, you know, a couple legends I was so close to signing, and at the last minute they, you know, came over and said we're re-signing. And the last guy, actually, and I will say his name, was Diego Sanchez, great guy. He's been nothing but nice to us before that and since then. But he said, look, I used your offer and I got myself a great deal. Thank you so much. And if you need anything, let me know. So it happens. It absolutely happens. And maybe it happens right now again. But the fact that we're even in talks is a great thing. I mean, some of these people that we're talking to are in the top 20, 30 most popular fighters in really in the world right now. So it's a great thing for the company. We're so happy, man. We got this event off and we've got more coverage on this event. It was crazy. More kudos and more applause on this event than we did on any event that we've done so far, I think because of COVID. But I think we got so many new fans on this weekend, and we're just, we can't wait till August, September, and we're starting a lot of things coming up here in September. It's going to be a great remainder of the year for us. We're just going to push through all the crap that's going on, and I think we're building something special.
I'm just trying to sit here, trying to be honest, trying to be – I don't – other than the COVID, what would have been difficult, because it's something that you're good at now. You've now done so many of these events. It's – I don't want to say it's open shut, but it's pretty much – the same thing every month, every event.
COVID. It's COVID, Randy. COVID. I mean, okay. It's not other than COVID. It was COVID, but it wasn't COVID that we had to test the fighters. It was COVID that 2 days before the fight, is the city going to shut the event down?
Right.
It's COVID. Like, can we have the fighters stay in this hotel? Then we had to change in this hotel because that hotel shut down again. That's what I mean by it was difficult. It wasn't difficult in the respect of promoting it. It was, you know. You said it. I can do this in my sleep now. But it was difficult because we had to get through everything that we were getting through, and we did. And luckily, I mean, knock on wood, that none of the fighters tested positive for COVID. None of the quartermen did, and none of the staff did. We were very, very extremely lucky.
Well, and I was going to touch base on that. That's the difference in that, you know, you saw what happened. Ironically, it happened in our city in Philadelphia, even though it didn't. It really happened in Atlanta, where the Marlins went out in Atlanta, then went to Philly, got the virus spread even more, spread it through the clubhouse. It's taking, and we just had a couple of the UFC guys on that are fighting this weekend. You know, they have to take this serious. They can't go out and live right now like they did last year. They have to stay protected. They have to stay in their hotel room. They have to stay in that little area that you know is clean. It's unfortunate, but that's what needs to be done right now.
And they have to do it. They're getting paid to do it, right? I mean, it's not like we're asking the fans to do it. We're asking the fans to do everything they're supposed to do as well. But I mean, we're asking these guys that are getting paid good money to live in a bubble. And is it normal? No. Is it good? No. But it's what has to be done now, and they have to abide by the regulations and mandates that are handed down in order for these seasons to go on. Because, right, I mean, you're more into this than I am. Is baseball going to finish this season? Who knows? Right? Like, it's crazy.
I don't
right
think
now.
So.
You don't even know if baseball is going to finish.
Right. No, for sure. I don't think they will. I sat down with a couple NFL players. You know, they're concerned. We talked today with one of the players that they don't, he doesn't even know when they bring the water bottle out on the field during a TV timeout what's going to happen. You know,
it's crazy.
You don't think about stuff like that, right? But you have to. So, interesting. Talk about again, because I really find this fascinating, and I know the fans do as well. How a legend, an up and comer, how do you determine by which you need? You know what I'm saying? You need a legend, but you need to build up your own talent. And you have a name. You mentioned Phil Baroni, and hopefully everything is great. I love Phil. I know I texted you that, knowing that he's with sure. Greg and Albuquerque and all that. But how do you guys as a team determine the name over an up-and-coming that could become a name?
Well, I think that our business model right now at this point is to put some names on there, always have names on there, somewhat of a name. Albeit, we didn't have big names on this last card, right? We had a guy that beat Masvidal and had two wars with Justin Gaethje, but nobody really knew Luis Palomino's name on the national scene. But we had one of the best fight cards that we ever had, and he's a great fighter. But our model is to get these names on there in the main event, co-main event, and throughout the card to get people to say, oh, let me see what he still has. Oh, that's an interesting matchup. Let me watch it. And while they're tuning in to watch it, they're watching some of these young guys that we're building up, that we're building into our future stars. We're not that far away now, Randy. We're not like we're 10 years away. We're only like a year and a half, 2 years away from, you know, just really building all our own fighters into the fighters that everybody wants to see. And then, right. You know, we're not going to have to borrow or take fighters from the other sports, although they're more than welcome to come. But I think we're going to build our own fighters up in the next year and a half to 2 years, and we're going to have a great company, a great sport of filled with our own stars. And that's the ultimate goal here. But the plan and the model is to get everybody to watch it, because they're going to tune in to see, can Phil Baroni still fight? Oh, he's fighting Thiago? He's fighting Pitbull? How's he going to do against Pitbull? How's Pitbull going to do? So they tune in to watch it, and then they get some really, really great, exciting fights in the undercard, and then they become a fan. That's basically the way this thing has been rolling out, and it's played out pretty well so far.
Absolutely. Final two questions for you. We are talking to David Feldman, the president of BKFC. How happy were you with the app? I know everybody I've talked to, it was so easy. You download it. I watched the fight on the app as well. Have to be happy with the work that was put in and the success so far of the app.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was very clear. That was the one thing. I mean, we had a problem with Android. Android had some issues just getting on their update, nothing to do with our own app. But other than that, I mean, I got people saying this is like better than any other app that they've ever watched, clearness-wise and things like that. So we're very happy with the team from England that actually put this app together for us. And it went out well. We got a ton of downloads on it. We got a ton of views on it. We actually had a very nice handful of paying customers for this, and it was a free event. So, you know, we just sent them a code for the next event for free because they already paid. But it's great. I mean, it's great. A lot of people are really digging the content that's on there, and they're sending us messages. So, you know, it's great to really control your own destiny, and that's what we're doing. I mean, we really kind of did that from day one, but now we're really controlling our own destiny with our app and see how far this thing goes, man. I mean, again, Randy, you've known me for a long time now, man. I am so excited right now. I think the future of Bare Knuckle is brighter than it's ever been.
Which is crazy, because we've thought, and you and I have talked privately as well as on the air, you know, about how successful it's been and about where it's going. So, yeah, it's crazy and happy. I couldn't be happier for you. Let's end it with this, because I'm curious. So Dana White did the show at the Super Bowl, and he told me how the phone call came in when the president called him. Tell me what, you know, how did you know? Was it, you know, Dana told me that they said, Mr. White, the president is on the phone for you. Just tell me how it started. You don't have to tell me the conversation. Just how did
well,
you know?
Well, they just said, they said, is this David Feldman? I said, yes, it is. They said, this is the president's office. I said, and I was like, who? They said, this is the president of the United States office. And yeah, he would like to speak to you. And I was like, what? I was like, okay. Like, I mean, I was like stuttering at first. I'm like, what? Is this for real? And he got on. And the funny thing is so we did a fight in 1992, I believe it was, at Trump Taj Mahal. My dad had a fighter named Dave Tiberi. He fought James Toney for the middleweight championship of the world. He beat the crap out of James Toney the entire fight, and he got robbed. So Donald Trump and Marlon Maples came up to our room and said, I'm never going to do a fight again in my casino until they overturn this decision. He didn't hold that up, which nobody thought he would, but it was nice that he came up and he acknowledged us. So I said, you might, I met you. I know you're not going to remember me, but I met you in 1992 when Dave Tiberi fought at your casino. He goes, yes, he got robbed by James Toney. And I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. Great memory. Great memory.
That is awesome. Dave, as always, sir, thank you very much. I know you're already working on the next 42 events, so I'm not going to hold you up too long, but I will be texting you in the very near future.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. David Feldman, he is your president of BKFC. Is this true? Is this true? What's going on?
Well, Dana said that it came across all zeros.
Right. I was going to ask, but right. I'm sure it did. I'm sure it was the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah. That's still got to be cool. The president's on the phone. No, I'm the president. No. The president. The president of the United States.
I'm the president of Tour de Pizza. I'm waiting on my call.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Gosh, I got to eat soon.
Oh.
God, it's killing me. But big ups to Dave Feldman, you know, able to put the show on. And I wasn't trying to give him a hard time because he kept saying that there's a lot of stumbling blocks. And it just, I didn't comprehend because I'm not there.
Right.
You know, I don't understand. I still don't, but I get it, you know, that they're trying to shut it down. They don't want certain places. But if they don't really want it, then why are you accepting it? Why are you allowing it and then trying to shut it down?
I think that's the world we live in. I mean, you have some that are in favor of the revenue and want the money and the business to resume as normal. And the other side are fearful and want to shut it down because they're scared and they're battling.
What Phil Baroni is going to show up next month?
You have no idea.
I don't know. But if it's the badass.
But if it's under Jackson Wink, I mean. You would think he would have some structure and some.
And he's living there.
If anybody can keep John Jones somewhat under control, it's Greg Jackson. And kudos to him because he's probably the greatest out there at controlling these guys and their personalities inside and outside of the
Octagon. I like, you know, when Dave said that he's living in the facility, you know, kind of like Pena.
Yeah.
You know, was living in the facility down in Coral Gables. So interesting stuff.
But I mean, look, MLB came back and now they have an outbreak and they're shutting it back down.
Well, they had an outbreak because the players didn't stay within. Like there won't be an outbreak at the bubble in Orlando because they're not really going out. It's when you go out. But let's see if something somehow, I don't know how it can sneak into the bubble.
The fact that the UFC and the bare knuckle boxing have been able to pull off these events on U.S. soil without having any major outbreaks. It's pretty remarkable.
Real quick story, and then we're going to go to your favorite person. I like him, but he's your favorite person.
My guy.
Because if I got to hear the Naked Pizza Man one more time, and we will, because Dave Manley's coming up in
Wait
a second.
Wait till you get the statue. It ain't going to happen. It's
coming. You will be fired. Here's a story that I was told, and I will not tell names. So there's a person in the Orlando area was offered a job of doing something with some of the NBA players.
Okay.
He turned it down. His equals at where they all work was shocked. Why wouldn't you want to do it? And he just said, I don't want to do it. So other people that did the same job as him took the job. And after the job was over, they said, we will never do it again. We want no part of it. We will never work with the NBA again.
Really?
Yeah.
For the bubble?
Yeah.
Just the way they're treated, the whole
demanding. But we were talking demanding last week with Dave Manley.
Right.
And then he released who the next bobblehead is. Dave Manley, how are you?
Randy Harris, Naked Pizza Man. I'm excited. That's how I am. It's great to be back, guys.
All right, I'm changing it. Let's welcome to the program the Naked Bobblehead Maker.
Listen, I have a bone to pick with Naked Pizza Man. Let's just get this right out of the way, man. I'm a regular listener to the show, and it just dawned on me today when you guys were talking to Lando. Naked Pizza Man invites people from Europe, from West Coast, from Hawaii, all over the place to come, you know, throw a couple pies around his place. Old Dave Manley has never gotten an invite, Naked Pizza.
How about that?
Dave, you got open red carpet treatment. We'll design my bobblehead and the like to myself. While you're here, I'll custom make you a pizza with my own hands.
Well, that's what put it over the top for me. You told Lando, hey, not only can you and your family come, but you get to go behind the scenes and make your own pie. And that's when I slammed my hand on the desk. I'm like, oh, this is garbage.
Well, don't you hurt that painting hand, because we need that to customize the red pie.
Hold on. Again, it'll never happen. Dave and I have a secret, non-negotiable and non-negotiated contract that it cannot happen. So as long as we all know that.
But Dave, the thing that's great is we have these athletes that have this hand-eye coordination that could be some of the best in the world, that are strikers, that they do this for a living, but then they fumble with the pizza. They can't stretch it. They put holes in it. Or even worse, they're these big, burly, tough guys, you know, absolute monsters in the octagon, but they're so delicate with the dough because they don't want to put a hole in it. So it's just fun to see some have restaurant experience in their past before they made it big.
We've had NFL guys in here. We've had MLB World Series champions. So, you know what? Dave, I would like to invite you down anytime you're in the Tampa Bay area. I'm turning your mic off so you can't even talk. He's off. He's gone. So I will invite you down anytime to not only enjoy pizza made by a real pizza person, not Matt, but then go behind the scenes and we'll see what you can make.
I'm good at eating the pizza. I'm just busting your chops, man. I don't want to make anything. I just want to sit there and drink beer and wait for my pizza to come.
It's fun. I'll tell you what, it is fun making the pizza. It's cool.
It does look fun.
And then to go from being real delicate, like Matt said, to after you do a couple and now you feel confident and you throw the dough in the air and it sticks to the ceiling and you're not as good as you thought you were. I totally get it. But let's get to it. You made the announcement on Friday on your Instagram. A lot of people digging the new figurine.
I told you this one was going to be good, Randy. Sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, Dave, you sound like a freaking broken record here, man. But, you know, Randy, you get behind these things, like you throw your heart and soul in these things. They take months to make. And then sometimes you take a step back and you go, man, that's good. That is good. And that's the way I've been feeling about these lately. But this Derek Lewis one, oh my goodness. So I got a small circle of friends that I, you know, kind of bounce ideas off of. I show them which direction it's going. Hey, more muscular, less muscular. What do you guys think about this? And this time with Derek Lewis, after I kind of unveiled the final version, I had more people in my small little circle, probably like six or seven people. I probably had four or five people say, that's the best one ever. And that's what I knew. Because they don't blow sunshine up my butt. They would give it to me straight. And when they told me that and the way I feel about it, because for me, Randy, Naked Pizza, it's like choosing your favorite child. You can't do that. And for me, and on the child analogy, when I'm getting ready to release them, it's like I'm getting ready to give birth. And, you know, it's like it's such a release for me, and I just hope that everyone likes it. So to hear that this was some people's favorite was really, reassuring.
Dave, let me just show you the difference between you and a lot of people in the world. Matt, who's your favorite child?
I don't know.
Oh, you're so a liar. Oh,
why? That's a setup question. I can't answer that.
You've answered it numerous times.
The older one.
You've always said which one was your favorite.
The one that made me a father for the first time, maybe?
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
God.
Then I take it back, Randy. Good point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty special.
No, he's always said who his favorite is. Even if you had a favorite, you don't say it. But Matt does. Tell us, for people that haven't seen it yet, and I've sent some photos out, and I'm even doing a contest. I don't know if you saw it. And if you want to put it out, that's great. Anybody who buys this bobblehead from you, all they have to do is show proof to me, and I'll register them to win some autographed memorabilia, some 8-Man Strong gear. You know, we want to get behind you and this particular figurine.
Thank you so much, Randy. I appreciate that. So that's a great idea. Great news.
Describe for people that haven't seen it, describe the figurine a little bit and why you think this is the best one you've made.
Well, this one is of Derek Lewis, just in case you didn't know. Set it back a little bit. I put a teaser out there. I gave four iconic photos, Israel Adesanya, Nate Diaz, Robbie Lawler, and of course Derek Lewis, and it was one of those. And it's great because of the iconic pose, really. I mean, the pose is just so strong, and you know exactly, what's happening here with Derek Lewis. I mean, you don't have to kind of go in your memory banks and think, wait a minute, what is this from, or who is this, or whatever. You know that it's Derek Lewis. He's pounding his chest, his tongue is out, and he just knocks someone out. I mean, you just know that. But one of the reasons I really love this bobblehead in particular because it looks so mean. And, you know, bobble, one thing I always talk about with bobbleheads when I first started is that bobbleheads don't have emotion. It's not the first thing that you think of when you think of a bobblehead is an emotional art piece. That's the last thing you think of. And what I'm trying to do and convey with these pieces is convey that emotion that they had that night or that moment to you know, really memorialize that particular time. And I think that this particular emotion and moment gets captured the most with a particular bobblehead. I thought like Bruce Buffer announcing and his you know, mouth is open and he's like really kind of roaring, is pointing the card. I thought that was the best emotional one. But Derek Lewis pounding his chest with the tongue out takes the cake.
I know we've talked about the process before, but let's talk about that again for a second. How long from the time the contract is signed, day one of you first starting whatever, the drawing, the thought process, how long does it take from day one till the product is actually finished and ready to go up for sale?
So I'll tell you the story on Derek Lewis. Everyone's different, Randy. Short answer, everyone's different. The quickest I've ever done is about 5 months. Longest I've ever done was about 13 months. I'm sitting at UFC 241, I believe, is in Anaheim. It was Stipe versus DC in August of 2019. I'm three rows behind the fighters area, literally, maybe even two rows behind the fighter section. I was a guest of Bruce Buffer that night, and not to name drop, but you know, we were doing some stuff, and he got me the tickets, and I got there early, like a great fan would do for the prelims. And then all of a sudden, you know, these fighters started walking down the rows to the fighter area, which is two rows in front of me. My neck is breaking, Randy, because even though I'm a guy in my mid-40s, I still love these fighters. And even though I may know, you know, some of these guys now, I still get all fanned out, like when I see Dan Henderson or Chuck Liddell walk down the aisle, like, oh my God, you know, there's Dan and Chuck, even though I can just call them on the phone, you know. But it's there's something special about seeing them at the event. But anyway, to get to your answer, here comes Derek Lewis. And Derek Lewis is walking. Everyone's going crazy. He sits two rows right in front of me, big, huge body right in front of me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I gotta try to make meet Derek to try to get this bobblehead done. So during one of the intermissions, he was signing autographs, and the line got really long, and I just did it old school style. I just got in the back of the line, and I waited till it was my turn, and I didn't have anything for him to sign or a pen. I just had my phone out. When it came up to be my turn, I said, Derek, I make bobbleheads. My name is Dave Manley. I've made bobbleheads of this person, that person, that person. Would you be interested? I handed him my phone. He started flipping through the phone, and he said, yes, I'd be interested in. So that was August of 2019. Long, long answer. And I am releasing it in late July of 2020. So this particular one took a full 11 months.
When it's out, it's now released, Lewis is done. You know, it's kind of like what I asked the fighters, you know, do you dwell on your last fight? Do you think about your last fight? Is now Lewis now done, gone? You don't even think about it because you're now working on the next 2, 3, 4, 9?
No, man, Randy, seriously, honestly, I know we've kind of touched on the business side of things before, and I know I've told you and talked to you about how I am absolutely green when it came to marketing and business and e-commerce and all that stuff, fulfilling and all those things. So now the real battle begins. The appetizer, so to speak, the pre-battle is just all things that I can control, the artwork and the timelines and the painting, the changing of the design, all of that I can just control. What I can't control, Randy, is getting the word out there, getting eyeballs on the thing, you know, encouraging the fighter to release some photos of it, you know, getting people to talk about it and things like that. So in a sense, Randy, the real hard work happens when I release the fighter or make the announcement.
How do you, I'm just curious, this is something we could do privately, but I'm curious and I'm sure other people will as well. Kind of like you said, who is your favorite child? How do you, there's not enough time in a day that you can, you know, promote bobblehead or figurine one, you call them bobbleheads, figurine one, figurine seven, figurine 11, the one you're going to, how do you determine what you're pushing, what you're trying to promote the most today?
Randy, it's all about efficiency. When you're a small business, when you're a one-man show, when you're watching every single dollar, you're holding the business together with scotch tape, every move you make has to be the correct move or damn near close to it. So you can't really waste time. That's a big mind that I always try to avoid, is wasting time. So as much as I would love to go out there and promote the Chuck Liddell bobblehead, the Dan Henderson, Brian Ortega, and really just get behind that and put out campaigns and all that stuff, I'm still in survival mode, man. I'm still trying to get revenue for this company to keep this company alive so I can make bobblehead number 12 and 13 and be able to keep the lights on and food on the table. So, yes, as the company grows and hopefully, maybe one day soon in the future where there's more revenue and I get more exposure, I can circle back and promote fighters that maybe are sitting around a little bit or didn't have a really good push because I just didn't know what I was doing back then. So I just have to be very smart with my time, and it's very linear. I release the Derek Lewis, I promote the Derek Lewis. I release number 13, I promote number 13, and it's just like that.
I just learned something valuable from you. I know a lot of times you've given me credit, and I appreciate it, the great this, great that. You just helped me out a great deal. You said making the proper decisions, and I keep making the wrong ones, like the guy sitting across from me.
Yeah.
You made a great decision with Naked Pizza, man. It's a great balance. It's like the Odd Couple, and I love it. I love the banter between you two. But, Randy, on a serious note, really, life is about making the best decision that you possibly can make because, I mean, you make the bad decision. It is just, you just start going down a wormhole of trying to fix what you messed up by not thinking things through. And so many people who want to start businesses or who want to go out on their own and work for themselves or whatever, they make the ultimate worst decision they possibly could possibly make, and that is not getting back up when you get knocked down, Randy. And that's a decision that I constantly am battling with myself. I'm crawling up off the canvas. I know I just got hit in the gut and socked in the jaw, but you got to keep getting back up. And that's what I'm probably most proud of with the bobblehead company is surviving.
Hey, Dave, so, last week, obviously, we didn't know the name of the figurine. I'm not inside the circle of trust yet, so...
And you won't be.
But my big million-dollar question is, does the Derek Lewis figurine, does it come with removable shorts?
That would be great. That would be great. Or, some sort of mechanism where his balls are warmer than any other part of his body.
Flame shoot off.
They're just hot. That's why he took his torch off.
Turn something on, they just warm up. The balls just warm up.
Just showed me the photo of he's calling it, you're calling it the Christmas ornament. I call it the rear view mirror hanger. So.
Yeah,
because I have it on my rearview mirror.
Yeah,
So talk about that real quick. We only have about another minute and a half, but talk about the smaller one and where people can purchase.
Yeah, you can purchase anything on my website at MMABobblehead.com, but the Christmas ornaments, I'm so proud of, Randy. I'm so proud of it because the reason why I made them in the first place is because you can find a Christmas ornament for, a lot of other sports. Just like the bobbleheads when I first started, you couldn't find much of anything for our sport, MMA. So the Christmas ornaments are so cute. They're just little miniatures of the bobblehead, and they're very inexpensive. Don't make any money off of them. I just want to, get the word out there. So if you haven't seen what we're talking about, go to MMABobblehead.com and check it out. The Christmas ornaments are super cute.
They are awesome. Dave, awesome. As always, sir, thank you very much for your time. We will talk again soon, pre and then post your next one. Let's get you on, not even to talk bobbleheads or figurines, just to talk
about. Next one's going to be huge, Randy. Next one's a big one.
Can't wait. All right, Dave. Thank you, sir.
All right. Naked Pizza, Randy.
Check him out on Twitter. He's on Instagram. He's on Instagram a lot, in promoting the items. And Absolutely. That's how he put out what figurine. And again, it's not because I like the guy. We have become friends. They are not bobbleheads.
Right.
They are figurines. They are pieces of art.
They are. Absolutely.
I built a special bookcase just for not only the figurines.
Right.
But the boxes.
Right. The packaging is just as impressive.
I used to collect bobbleheads. I have over 200 bobbleheads in storage.
Uh-huh.
Back when I worked at another company, we had a studio. I had them everywhere. You take them out of that piece of crap.
Or plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah.
You throw it away. I like the boxes, and I hope I don't offend them. Mm-hmm. The boxes are almost as awesome as the figurine themselves. Yeah. Okay. So now I not only need space for the figurine, but I need space for the box as well.
The Iceman Chuck Liddell box is legendary.
They're all Randy's is awesome, yeah. You know, in the Army green, and even though it's Army, I don't hold it against anybody, because when you talk Army, it's always go Navy. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It was a lot of fun today. We had Lando, we had Randy, David Feldman, we just had Dave on. A lot of good stuff. We're going to get more information from Home Discount Warehouse.
Yes.
30 seconds, I want you to go see the mower in the back of my car.
We're
walking out there right now. There. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Everybody have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.